The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
We hope you enjoyed Mission Minded. Of course, we play these shows back to back. We got Michael Coleman on again, the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, hashtag HAFB. And we did Mission Minded. We used to talk about non-for-profits, and we still do. We talk a lot about business in general, and they're great shows. You can go back and listen to all of them. Of course, they're available wherever you get your favorite podcast. And by the way, I was going through some of our numbers, and our numbers are growing exponentially every single week. So this is wonderful that we're doing this. And I'm glad that we have a show that is specific towards BBB, Bye Bye Bite, just because it's that important at the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. But you did want to get into something a little interesting today as part of your segment here. What is that?
Yeah, so every year about this time, so our fiscal year runs July to June, and so I usually start about the seventh month, which will be the beginning of February, the seventh month of our fiscal year, and I start on a budget process. And it really, and it's really a time, anytime you're doing a budget, so we track it month to month, like here's where we should be, and we're doing well right now, managing our expenses and things like that. But anyway, you start projecting out next year, and sometimes it's difficult, and you start looking at. So we're authorized 57 employees. And when I say authorized, that's what the board has signed off on that we feel like that would put us at max capability. And I came up with that number after the first year. We had been operating before I got here in the mid 30s. And of course, now we do have some inmates that come down from work release and, and work with us during the day. But we just felt like that was a good number. We'd make sure there weren't any gaps. Well, I guess I knew this principle, but it's really come to light here because we're all fighting for, you know, good employees. And once you find out somebody's a good employee, then everybody else is either trying to steal them or take them. And I've certainly been known stealing good employees from other people. But one of the things that I think is real, is remarkable is what we've tried to do is really focus on quality of people. And everybody can say they do that, but it's even caused us to come outside of our normal pay range. You have a pay range for a position, you put that out there and maybe you don't get the kind of person you want and you kind of just settle in. What's the best one? Well, that person comes and they may be here a few months and they're starting to have problems and they're trying to pass their 90 days, you know, just all the things that go with onboarding a new person. So we decided, yes, we do have a pay range, but, you know, we really don't limit ourselves to that because if I get somebody that's high quality, that's very, very clearly has the ability to not only handle what I'm hiring them for, but has the ability to move up. I'll even step outside of that and pay them outside of that range if that's what it takes to get them there. Now, I'm typically talking about your higher level, director level kind of things. But in doing so, you think, oh, well, you're really putting a strain on the budget. Well, what it means is I'm not having to hire 57 people. We're operating pretty regularly at the mid-40 range.
Yeah.
But I'm able to pay people more. And I'm getting more productivity, which as that funnels down, it's worth every single cent that I pay. And I'm under on my financial budget. Because even though I'm paying them more, it requires me to do less because you can give good people more responsibility and they'll take it because they want it. They're wanting the knowledge. They're wanting to grow. They're wanting to do all that. So then what you have throughout an organization is you have strong leaders. You have people who take ownership of feeding our community. And so it's not a lot of daily oversight that I'm out there. What are you doing? What are you doing? Because everybody is on task. Everybody's doing what they want to. I'm doing what they need to do. And the lesson I learned in that was, hey, it's better sometimes to go big and because the return that you get actually saves you money in the long run. It's a little bit like buying a really nice car you're paying extra for or buying quality clothes.
You
buy from Walmart, it's going to fade out, it's going to wash out, it's going to do all that. I mean, it's going to have its life cycle and it has its purpose.
What's the old saying? You get what you pay for, right?
100%. So anyway, we've just been doing extremely well, and it's just a principle I thought I'd share. It was just a reminder that, hey, you know, more is not always better. More average people, if you're bringing in average people, the more you bring in, that you are just going to be accumulating problems and turnover amongst your staff. You get good people, pay them well, show them respect, give them ownership, let them make decisions. You don't have to worry about people coming and stealing your employees.
This is Bye Bye Bye.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.